And now time for the Talk of the Nation opinion page. Over the last week or so, as the gap in the presidential opinion polls grows, many prominent conservatives are shaking their heads in dismay and offering advice to Republican John McCain, including William Kristol, who wrote in his column in the New York Times today that it's time for Senator McCain to fire his campaign. So McCain supporters 3 weeks and a day from the election, what can the Republican nominee do to come from behind? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation, where you'll find a link to William Kristol's latest column, Fire the Campaign. In addition to his Times column, Bill Kristol is the editor of the Weekly Standard. He joins us today from the ABC radio studios here in Washington. Nice to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And you argue that at this point, Senator McCain does not have a lot to lose.
Right. I mean, if they spend the next 3 weeks sort of campaign versus campaign, the Obama campaign has much more in the way of resources. They're much better organized, and they've just shown a better ability to sort of fight in the traditional campaigning modes. They have better TV ads. I think their message is more coherent. The candidate and the campaign are more in sync. So I think McCain will lose if it just becomes a sort of normal 3 weeks. He has to change the dynamics. And I think the greatest strength of the McCain campaign is John McCain. He's an attractive, impressive human being. Lots of Americans have warm sentiments towards him. Now, he should liberate himself. He should have press conferences every day. He should throw open the Straight Talk Express, whether it's a bus or a plane, let the media mingle with the media, just do tons of radio and TV and kind of go back to a free-form effort. It's not the traditional way you win a presidential race, but he's not going to win it if he keeps running a traditional campaign.
So you have to come to the conclusion that whatever it is they've been doing thus far, at least since they closed the door on the Straight Talk Express, well, that hasn't been working.
Yeah, it hasn't. I mean, I think they're, it's not an indictment of the people there. It's a tough year for Republicans, and Obama is a very impressive candidate, and the economic crisis over the last 3-4 weeks was sort of unexpected, and at that point McCain had tightened the race. But they are where they are, and I think one part of political intelligence is to realize that things aren't working and to be willing to make the changes you've got to make.
Yet Senator McCain has tried to change the dynamic a couple of times, first by naming Governor Palin to be his vice presidential candidate, a surprise selection, and then later as the economy, as the economic story, particularly the bill in Washington, became such huge news, suspending his campaign to come to Washington, and those had minor effects at various times, but the pass may have been caught, but it wasn't the Hail Mary.
Right. And I think in both cases, actually, I don't think they were bad moves. And I think they reflected good instincts, really. But he didn't follow through. He named Sarah Palin. She got off to a great start with the convention speech. Then they sort of got nervous and locked her up and let her do only two high-profile interviews with Charlie Gibson and Katie Couric with great pressure on her. Instead of just saying, you know what, you're an effective politician, you're an effective communicator, you don't know as much as Senator Biden about the details of foreign policy, but you can explain that you have good, sensible views and you'll have very capable people around you. You'll be vice president, not president. I think they should have just thrown her out and let her sink or swim. I think she would have swam fine. They'd be better off with that. On the coming back to Washington in the middle of the fight over the bailout package, I don't think it was a bad instinct to think that John McCain could show leadership there if he could have pulled people together and gotten a better package passed. But they hadn't thought it through. I mean, this campaign has been, and they're friends of mine in it, so I don't like saying this, but it's been so tactical and so unstrategic. They don't seem to think beyond the second or third day. And when he came back, I said, good idea. Now, I guess they figured out whether he will or won't go to the debate the next night. Remember all those issues that were pending. And instead, they just were doing it on the fly. And so they ended up looking kind of frazzled and betwixt and between. And the same with Palin. I think she's doing fine now. But they, in a way, took a lot of the lost some of the advantage, I think, of a bold pick. So, look, those were interesting choices. I don't argue with either. But at the end of the day, he is who he is. McCain is who he is. He's 72 years old. He's an impressive man. I think he should go out just presenting himself to the American public. Get rid of the TV ads. They're not working anyway. Save the money. Do a half-hour speech to the public. Put some town halls on live on TV. Really run an unorthodox last 3 weeks. It probably won't work, frankly, but I think he'd be much happier doing it. And I think there's a chance it would work because he still has a pretty compelling case, in my view, and I'm a little biased, to make to the American public. He's a credible president. People aren't crazy about having, I think, a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress. There are doubts about Senator Obama, who's more inexperienced than your typical presidential nominee. And McCain has a shot, but he's got to somehow throw off this kind of shadow boxing, tactical, you know, jabbing at each other, campaigning, and represent himself to the American public, I think.
Enjoying himself or being happy with himself. That's interesting. We forget that Ronald Reagan was behind in his campaign against Jimmy Carter until that debate and came off. Well, he was had such a sunny personality. There are parts of John McCain that are not dissimilar.
That's right. And, you know, it gets to the question of attacking Senator Obama. I don't have moral problems or political problems with criticizing your opponent. And I think some of those criticisms, I think many of the criticisms that he's made of Obama have been legitimate, or certainly within the bounds of the normal political criticisms, as legitimate as criticisms Senator Obama's campaign has made of McCain. But if you're going to make them coherently, explain them, explain why it matters that he was on a board with Bill Ayers, for example. Don't just say sort of Bill Ayers, you know, that's terrible, and then kind of move on. You end up with the worst of both worlds. You look sort of mean-spirited and short-tempered, and you don't really prosecute your argument. The truth is McCain is not naturally an attack dog type of politician. If he's not going to prosecute the argument, just drop it. Just drop it. My recommendation to McCain would be almost to ignore Senator Obama. He's a fine person. It's impressive what he's accomplished so far. But let me make my case. Let me litigate my case to the American public. I think he'd be much better off doing that Wednesday night in the debate instead of looking as if he's sort of snapping at Senator Obama without actually laying out much of a coherent argument against him.
Passions run high in politics, especially toward the end of campaigns. Some Democrats have said some nasty things about Governor Palin. Some Republicans have shouted out some ugly things about Senator Obama at a town meeting on Friday. Senator McCain responded to one of his supporters after she shouted out, he's an Arab. Let's listen to this tape.
I got to ask you a question. I do not believe in, I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not.
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues, and that's what this campaign is all about. He's not. Thank you.
Some had called on Senator McCain to respond that way a little bit earlier as some of those comments came out. I think he did himself some good there.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, look, you can't respond to every comment that's made, you know, after the fact, sort of by supporters, of alleged supporters of yours all around the country. But I think when it's made, obviously, to your face or in your presence, you respond. And I think Senator McCain has. Actually, you know, for all the talk about bitterness and hatred, and there have been some very nasty and unpleasant things said by supporters on both sides, I would say that McCain, Obama, I would say all four of them, actually, Biden and Palin, are pleasant individuals, actually, who have a certain joy of politics and have conducted this campaign in a pretty responsible manner. I mean, if you think of previous campaigns and what's happened in some of those, I think actually the candidates themselves have behaved pretty well. And as I say, I think especially with McCain, I think it's his great virtue is that sense that he is willing to put aside petty politics. He's done stuff across the aisle in a bipartisan way. It's a big campaign. You know, with the issue now is so big with the economic crisis and the foreign policy challenges we face. And I think the tragedy of the McCain campaign is that it seems to have gotten a little bit smaller as the challenges facing the country have gotten bigger. I think the only way he can elevate his campaign is almost by, metaphorically, I say fire the campaign, but, you know, in a sense, putting aside all the normal campaign stunts, staffers, and advice, and just saying, you know what, I'm just going to make my case for why I think I can lead this country for the next 4 or 8 years.
Let's get some callers in on the conversation. Our guest on the opinion page, William Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard and an op-ed columnist for the New York Times. Let's turn to Ted, and Ted on the line with us from Las Vegas in Nevada.
Hey, how are you, gentlemen? You know, as a longtime Republican supporter of John McCain, I've met him at different rallies. He's a great guy, and I agree with Bill Kristol that he's got to do something to turn this around. I'm hoping that Liechtenstein invades France. he's going to need something like that to save this campaign, because this really reminds me of 1992 when the elder Bush was running against a young guy named Bill Clinton, who he kind of dismissed as a hippie from the 60s, and, you know, he was the comeback kid, and he steamrolled over Bush. And I feel the same sort of dynamics are in play here with the momentum that Obama has. And I don't know what McCain can do. I almost think that the events that are happening now are sort of beyond his control, and they also play into the fact that every 8 years we sort of turn the pillow over and change parties.
Throw the bums out, and there's not much that he can do.
Yeah, I mean, I think the 12-year stretch of Republicanism was very different. It was a real fluke because George W. Bush was following on the heels of Ronald Reagan, a very popular president, and at the time, the country was much more economically stable.
Bill Kristol, does John McCain have any choice except to run against, in a way, the president of his own party? And obviously people see that inconsistency.
Well, he has to distinguish himself from Bush, but I think he can do that pretty well. I think the caller's right. It's tough to hold the White House for a third term, and this massive economic crisis has helped the out party, which the Democrats are, or at least out of the White House party. They obviously control Congress now, but they don't get the same degree of blame as the president gets, and maybe justly so. But I would say this about McCain. I was part of that Bush 92 campaign, which was an abysmal failure. That was an incumbent campaign. The country wanted to change. I think McCain could take advantage of the fact that we're in a terrible crisis. I mean, no one blames John McCain for getting us in it. If anything, of the different candidates running, he probably warned the earliest about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, for example. And I think he needs to remind people why he, you know, that if you're in a crisis, you want somewhat of stature and experience and judgment and toughness to run the country. And in that respect, I think he. I agree he can't just be the Republican successor to George W. Bush. But again, the problem with the campaign is it's sort of running like a kind of typical Dole Bush Republican campaign, you know, attack ads on the Democrats. And again, I'm a Republican. I agree with a lot of the themes in those ads. I prefer Republican policies. But I think he has to somehow elevate the campaign and make it more about, well, who do you really trust to lead the country in dealing with these crises for the next 4 years? And it's not a matter of laying out a 10-point plan on this or an 8-point plan on this. No one knows what the next president's going to have to do on January 20th in terms of capital markets or, you know, the credit crunch or anything like that. He needs to just convey a sense of solidity and leadership and hope that voters at the end might say, you know, Senator Obama's an impressive guy, but maybe I'm more comfortable with Senator McCain over the next 4 years.
Ted, thanks very much for the call.
Take care.
You can find a link to William Kristol's column, Fire the Campaign, on our website at npr.org/blogofthenation. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get Irfan on the line. Irfan from Chicago.
Gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good.
My question was here that McCain needs to come out more positive rather than negative. And kind of, as our guest said, that all this time he has attacked, he actually, like, took the message of change, did not work. He took Bill Ayers, it did not work. He needs to reintroduce himself. Like, he has 3 weeks. He needs to go out in front of the mirror and tell himself, I'm going to reintroduce myself to America again.
Yeah.
But he needs to talk about more bipartisan work. I heard the word bipartisan, but I did not hear, for example, I did this work. He needs to come out with examples that he did this for this country.
3 weeks, everybody says, a lifetime in politics, but it's a pretty short lifetime, Bill Kristol.
No, it is, and it may just be that this year was not fated to, you know, to elect a Republican to the White House for the third time. But I think the caller's sort of right, though. There's time. That one more debate's important. If the dynamic doesn't change after Wednesday night's debate at all, it's a little hard to see what big thing, unless some wild external event happens, right, will change the dynamic. But I think the key there for McCain, a lot of my friends are saying, I hope McCain really takes the glove off and goes after Obama. I just don't think he has it's not his style. He won't do it effectively if he tries to do it. And as I say, I think the key for McCain, I agree with the caller, is in a sense to think, okay, I've got 45 minutes, half the 90 minutes of the debate to sort of explain myself and make my case to the American public. I'm going to really do that in this debate.
Irfan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's get another caller from Chicago. This is Michael.
Hi. I just wanted to ask Mr. Kristol about the sort of despicably temperate tone he strikes in his column. We've seen in the recent weeks one of the most, maybe the most poisonous and toxic developments in any presidential campaign in the last, say, 40 years, when we actually have people standing up at rallies for McCain in his presence, shouting for the death of the Democratic candidate for president of the United States. And Mr. Kristol's response is to suggest that McCain make a, quote, mild mea culpa at the debate on Wednesday. I'm sorry, but if I dare say that if Obama's supporters had been shouting that McCain was a traitor, a terrorist, shouting off with his head and shouting, kill him, Mr. Kristol's column would be calling for a Justice Department investigation.
Let's see if we get a response from Bill Kristol.
No, it wouldn't be, because if you have an open town hall meeting, you can't control what random individuals say. I know I myself have gone to watch a couple of McCain rallies, and I haven't been at any of these things where these terrible events have happened, but the ones I've been at have been good-natured and pro-McCain and well within the normal bounds of politics, and I think this is not the most despicable, hostile, or intemperate campaign of the last 40 years. In fact, these events that have gotten so much play in the last week have been really very few individuals, and as we, as the tape Neil played earlier showed, Senator McCain, when he was confronted by one woman, said, "No, ma'am, no, ma'am, that's not right," and went out of his way to praise Senator Obama.
And we're going to focus on this issue tomorrow, Michael, so I urge you to tune in then, okay? All right. We just have a minute left. And Bill Kristol, we've been asking a lot of thinkers and writers this season to step back a moment and tell us what they think is at stake in this election. I hate to crowd this into the last minute, but I wonder, what do you think is, what are you thinking about at this American moment?
Well, I mean, I prefer McCain because I agree with him on more issues, and especially on some of the foreign policy issues. But I would say this. I'm very struck in the last month. When you get in this kind of situation, a post-9/11 world with a huge number of threats, this amazing financial crisis, which goes in we don't know what direction, I think the future is very uncertain. You know, honestly, I mean, either one could become president and do all kinds of things that neither of us expect. Obama could become president and save democratic capitalism and stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons. McCain could become president and preside over some horrible catastrophe of democratic capitalism. I mean, who knows? You know, it's really an unusual moment, and it's, I do think in that respect, it's a little like 1932 or 1980, and I don't think people would have been very good at predicting the next 8 years or 4 years in the middle of those campaigns. So I think for me in that respect, I think it allows McCain to say, you know what, no one quite knows what policies we're going to have to pursue in the next few years. It does become a matter more perhaps of character and judgment in this year's choice.
William Kristol, thanks as always. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Neil.
Bill Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard, a columnist for the New York Times, with us from ABC Radio Studios in Washington. Again, you can find a link to his column, Fire the Campaign, on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Tomorrow, as mentioned, we'll be talking about that line between opponent and enemy. Where do you draw it? Join us again tomorrow. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.